Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
We have an update on Sasha Banks and Naomi's WWE status. Plus, a WWE title has been vacated and a new champion has been crowned. For Friday, July the 8th, 2022, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Switching gears now, I want to talk about what happened this past Monday night when Sasha Banks and Naomi let us all down. The WWE Women's Tag Team Champions walked off the show and walked out of the building during Monday Night Raw. They were supposed to take part in this, the main event, the six-pack challenge, where the winner would be next in line to face Bianca Belair for the Raw Women's Championship. However, Sasha and Naomi took the Tag Team Championships into the office of our Head of Talent Relations, left them there, and then promptly walked out of the arena. Their actions disappointed millions of WWE fans and their fellow superstars. So because of what Sasha and Naomi did this past Monday night, they have been suspended indefinitely. And we will have a future tournament to crown the new WWE Women's Tag Team Champions.
Question marks have remained over the status of Sasha Banks and Naomi in WWE. Well, some news from PW Insider may possibly remove any question marks. They are reporting this morning, while there has been no official indication that they have been released, PWInsider.com can confirm that both Sasha Banks and Naomi were removed from WWE's internal roster over the last 24 hours. We have heard rumblings that Banks may be doing some signings outside of WWE this fall as well. But again, no official confirmation. On top of this, Sasha Banks and Naomi have now updated their respective bios on Instagram to say professional wrestler. No mention of WWE outside of Sasha Banks' Instagram handle still being Sasha Banks WWE. This very much feels like they have separated themselves from the company completely. But I guess until we see something official, we kind of keep a little bit of hope alive for fans of Sasha Banks and Naomi that they do end up back in some form within WWE. Bring them out!
You don't care that I'm hurt, that I did this to get better for Money in the Bank, that I did this to be the best, that I did this for you. So this, yeah, this is all your fault. This is all your fault. And I don't give a damn who they put in my place because they're not as good as me.
PWInsider.com have revealed that Bayley was spotted at the WWE Performance Center in Orlando doing several days of training this past week. Now, Bayley hasn't been seen on WWE television since mid-2021. She suffered a leg injury during training that kept her out of the ring ever since. Bayley has teased an in-ring return on multiple occasions, but we could be coming close now to actually getting one. A former NXT champion is joining Impact Wrestling. It was announced last night that Kushida from New Japan Pro Wrestling is going to make his debut for Impact on the Derby City Rumble tapings in Louisville, Kentucky, Friday and Saturday, July the 15th and 16th. Kushida back now working for New Japan after his WWE contract expired in April. He's coming off the back of a three-year run with WWE that saw him become the Cruiserweight champion. I feel like he's going to have some fun doing stuff in Impact Wrestling. Pat McAfee is sticking around in WWE. He signed a multi-year extension with the company this week. He has been Michael Cole's right hand on Friday Night SmackDown for the last few months. And you know what? He's been excellent at it as well. Michael Cole put out on Twitter, "After 25 years in the booth, working with Pat McAfee is the highlight of each week. His excitement is contagious, even if he almost kicks me when he's standing on the table, and has helped me revitalize my love for the business. WWE, our fans and I are lucky to have him." Even Triple H had some nice things to say, saying, "Very few can transition from professional athletics to entertainment the way that Pat McAfee has. In short, he gets it. And the authenticity he brings to his fans and the WWE universe is the same that he brings to every facet in life. A pleasure working with him. Plus, he's jacked."
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Now, we are going to talk NXT UK spoilers. They've had two sets of tapings this week. And if you don't want the week-to-week storytelling of NXT spoiled for you, this is the part of the podcast where I say stay safe and love you, bye. Have a great weekend. Cool. You're still here. NXT UK Championship was vacated on Wednesday. Ilya Dragunov, wearing a protective boot, walked to the ring at the BT Sports Studios and relinquished the NXT UK Championship. Now, there is some speculation as to whether or not this is a legitimate injury to Ilya Dragunov, as spectators in the crowd for the tapings seem to think that it could be part of a storyline, based on some of the things that they saw over the 2 days. Regardless, Ilya Dragunov relinquishes the NXT UK Championship, and a tournament took place over the 2 nights to determine the new champion. The tournament featuring Trent Seven, Tyler Bate, Oliver Carter, Joe Coffey, and others. The tournament semi-finals saw Trent Seven defeating Oliver Carter and Tyler Bate beating Joe Coffey. And the finals that took place yesterday saw Tyler Bate defeating Trent Seven to become the first ever two-time NXT UK champion. It ties nicely into the story they were telling, with Trent Seven turning heel on Tyler Bate. And it all culminates with a championship match won by Tyler Bate. So we send congratulations to Tyler Bate, and we send our best wishes to Ilya Dragunov. If this is indeed a legitimate injury suffered by Dragunov, we hope for a speedy recovery. You have two more podcasts on the podcast feed for Friday. I'm in conversation a little later on today with Richard Summers Calvert, who you will know as Progress Wrestling star Charles Crowley. Richard Summers Calvert is an actor, and he's just got a role in EastEnders. Of course, I want to speak to the wrestler who is now starring in EastEnders. So Richard Summers Calvert, a.k.a. Charles Crowley, is on the podcast feed a little later today. Also, it is the Cultaholic Wrestling Podcast. Unfortunately, still missing Matthew Gregg. Matthew has been poorly for the last week or so. Matthew not on the podcast this week. Jack does return to the podcast, and I believe there is some beef to be settled between Jack and Fraser. And you will hear that go down, as well as this bloody week in the wrestling and your questions from the mailbag. That's on the main podcast, the Cultaholic Wrestling Podcast, a little later today. As Matthew is poorly, still sadly, there is no Cultaholic Classic SmackDown review this weekend. We hope to be back in good form and good voice next weekend. On the Cultaholic YouTube channel, get the latest wrestling news throughout your weekend there. And whilst you're there, we've been busy this week with more lists. If you wanted to enhance your wrestling knowledge, you can do so by going to our YouTube channel, where we are counting down the 10 times WWE stars were legitimately hurt by an opponent's finisher. Believe it or not, it's happened more often than you think. And you can check out 10 legendary WWE feuds that admittedly dragged on way too long. That is at youtube.com/cultaholic right now. To find out when we will see Adam Cole back in an AEW ring, you can check out cultaholic.com right now, and I will speak to you on Monday. Don't forget to join us. I love you. Bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.